Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get to all 32 before we talk fantasy football at 12:30 with Paul Charchian, as fantasy football playoffs start next week for most people. I guess everybody's league's a little different, but
next week for us.
Big week, big week. I'm on the fence on multiple leagues, man. I got a win in a couple to sneak in as a final seed, I think, plus still going in guillotine league. But all 32 for me, this is kind of different. I saw this from PFT, Pro Football Talk, and they were, this is kind of nerdy for a second, but I thought it was fascinating because it involves Patrick Mahomes. And so Carnegie Mellon University has a study that is focusing on the unpredictable nature of the timing before snap. So like pre-snap motion. And so there's this professor there that was using advanced statistical modeling with like 2,000 players, player tracking, etc. And they found that quarterbacks who vary their timing between pre-snap and the snap of the ball have a greater overall success. And you might be saying, well, no kidding, right? Unpredictable should make it harder for defenses, right? But it's the first time anybody's done a study. It's the actual study said quarterbacks who vary the time between receiver pre-snap motion and the ball snap face less defensive pressure or havoc, like sacks or interceptions. This is because it allows defenses to anticipate the snap. But what reason why I'm bringing up in Kansas City is the study found that Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady over the 2,000 players part of this study are the two best at engineering this, as in being more unpredictable.
Is there any thought that maybe that's what causes some of the false starts?
I mean, it doesn't go into that. It's claiming that their overall performance is better.
That's really interesting.
Because of how unpredictable the timing is with the, when they snap the ball with pre-snap
motion. I think a lot of what this points out is the greats are great at everything. Like the all-time greats,
yeah,
they're great at things you didn't even think about being great at, Gold. Did you at any point ever consider the fact that Patrick Mahomes was better at snap as it relates to pre-snap motion, and the only guy who does it better than him is Tom Brady? And, well, oh, it just so happens to be two of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live? No, I wouldn't even think about being good at that. But it's just one of those.
I mean, I don't think it's some fluky thing. I think it is a skill. Like I
agree.
I don't think this is just like, oh, it's just a coincidence. No, I think there is a bit of an art to obviously what Brady and Mahomes and others do pre-snap.
We haven't had a lot of firings in the NFL. I want to talk about the coaching cycle that will eventually take place in the NFL. Hasn't been a lot of mid-year fires, a couple so far this year. And something Adam Schefter said that I think is really true, as in, right now, Gold, if I said, hey, who are the hot OCs who are going to get coaching jobs? Last year, you would have named the two or three right off top. You'd have said Ben Johnson, sure. Liam Cohen, you knew the names.
Mm-hmm.
It's because there aren't those names this year, which is why I think Marcus Freeman's going to end up with an NFL job. I think Marcus Freeman's going to end up coaching the college football playoff this year, and I think he's going to bolt for the NFL.
You throw more gas on the coaching carousel in college football.
Notre Dame
opens up.
I think someone's going to pay him a lot of money to be the NFL guy. And if I'm a college coach, this is a huge thing. This is way different than even the Lane Kiffin thing. If I'm Marcus Freeman, I see an NFL job I like, and I go take it, I can go back to any major college program I want. Like, if a different job opened up and the NFL's not working out, Saban went right to Alabama after leaving LSU. You can just go back to any job you want.
I agree with you that Marcus Freeman will have interest from teams, and eventually I think he will be an NFL head coach. Why do you think this offseason, though?
Because I don't think that there are any hot coordinators.
But why would he want to leave now? He's still, 38? 39.
I think that's also the appeal in my mind. You're young and you can take this risk now, and you can always go back to being an all-time great. And he's not that now, but like,
so who's what's
college,
open?
You can bounce
Let's
back
think
to all
about
the time.
If you're him though, landing with good organizations.
Which team would
you want? So the Titans have an opening already. The Giants have an opening. I think Arizona, we would agree, is probably going to open up. I think they're going to fire what's his name, Gannon.
Gannon
out there. Who else are we missing, guys? I don't think the Jets are going to fire Aaron Glenn, but I guess there's a chance.
I think you can put it on the possible list.
Who are we missing? The Raiders? Could they go one and done with Pete Carroll?
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Bengals potentially.
Okay, yeah, Bengals.
Bengals is definitely one.
There's a lot of iffy ones.
Bengals opened up, and you told Marcus Freeman he could have Joe Burrow as his quarterback.
Oh, excuse me. I would do that.
Are you sure he wouldn't take that? I'd take that.
I like it because
of the cheap owner.
I like it for the player, but is that the front office I want to work with?
I don't know, man. It's just like one of those.
Like, that's a real thing.
Like, it's for the same reason I think Nagy will get a real look and Kafka will get a real look and some of these other guys, just because I don't feel like Mike LaFleur. I don't think it's the same list of
Kubiak up in Seattle will get looks
we're used to. Who else is going to have an opening? Falcons?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Atlanta. I think Raheem Morris is done.
Yeah, so
I think
Atlanta,
he's getting fired. So that's four, and then like two. If there's always
maybe
four.
Maybe Miami.
Five. Yeah, so there's a lot of fringe ones. We don't know for sure. We know
maybe
definitively.
Maybe the Browns.
Yeah, there's a lot of. We could go from either only having four to all of a sudden there's seven or eight openings.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. I'm just listening to ones.
I agree with you that Marcus Freeman, at some point, I will not be shocked at all. I think he will be an NFL head coach. I just don't know if it's this offseason or not.
I have no idea. It depends on his priorities. I will say Notre Dame opens up. Woo! Pouring gasoline on the coaching carousel.
You know, there's a guy named Brian Kelly. He seems like a good fit there.
Absolutely not. No chance. Mine, I actually want to give Cody some credit on the. On this topic.
I'm all
so
ears now.
I don't know if any of I do not know if any of you saw this, but Red Zone, they ran some news, some updates on the advertisement thing that Cody talked about, thinking as he's just going to get more and more, we're not even going to know it.
Right.
16 advertisements came out during week 13 slate of games. 5 minutes in total sponsored segments during the broadcast.
It'll be 500 before you know
initially,
it.
Initially, it was only 1 minute of ad time for 15 second ads and said it's 15 now. So our boss Spec said it's terrible and he noticed it.
No.
It's only going to continue, Cody. I got to give you credit for that because you called it. You called it.
Agree.
You called
I paid it. For a service. You advertised it as commercial free. You told me it's only a minute and I knew you were going to slowly sneak more in and hope nobody noticed. It's 5 minutes now or 15 minutes now. It'll be 45 minutes by the end of...
We just jumped to 15 minutes all of a sudden.
It'll be 45 minutes by the end of the next 2 years. It will be... And it'll replace... And here's when you'll get mad. When it starts replacing action, they come back and be like, oh, we just
missed a... full-screen commercials you're talking about.
George Kittle touchdown. Yeah, so. Let me go back and show you that. Don't worry. We still show you every touchdown. We just don't show you live anymore, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, we did talk about this in August and September. And we all agree, by the way, that... This is probably trending towards a Netflix model, which is you're going to pay an extra $5. We're already paying, but an extra $5 where then you won't get any ads. I agree with you, and that sucks. That's the reality of where we're trending. I still will push back on this idea that it's just everybody is like, I didn't even notice it was an increase on Sunday, Cody. And I watched you like this. Like, if all of a sudden they had terms and ESPN ruined it now that they own part of NFL Network or whatever, and there's certain games they just stop showing and all that, then it's a problem. 7 hours, 5 minutes commercial. 7 hours,
that doesn't
5 minutes of commercial.
Banner ads or anything else?
Wait, is that...
And the commercials are usually going split screen. The game is right there. Or the only time I hate it, it's 15 seconds. They go DraftKings ad and scoreboard me for 15 seconds. 15 seconds. I'm not arguing with you guys that, like, yes, in a perfect world, we don't have any commercials, and it is annoying. I would just say we said the same thing has happened with Netflix. Why do we think this was never going to happen with Red Zone? Why are they immune?
Are you...
Cody, is Gold writing the script for what Scott Hansen's going to open with next year? 7 hours, 5 minutes of that, and you know what? Yes. Only some of them are going to be.
Here's the part that, again, that stands out, is that I had to argue with people when they announced it was a minute, like, oh, do you cry, baby?
I still
it's
going
to be a whole minute of commercials.
Oh, I still think
and
people are making
it's five,
some
and then
video.
Someone's going to say when it's 30 minutes, they're like, it's okay. Only 30 minutes, it's 7 hours, relax.
Yeah.
And then it's 2 hours, and the whole damn thing's commercials.
So
I pay for it.
I still think people are making too big of a deal about this and acting like it's the end of the world, for starters. Number two, I know you're exaggerating on purpose, but like, they're not gonna have 30 minutes of commercials. Come on, stop. Then we would be missing games. That's why we won't get to that point. I'm worried more about the content changing, where they're all of a sudden gonna say, oh, actually, Fox has this game exclusively. We're no longer allowed to like show it or something crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.